Track 8. Unit 8. Listening. Part 2. Sentence completion.
As an environmentalist, I work in the Kampoman National Park in Cameroon, which is part of the huge Congo Basin, home to the world's second largest tropical rainforest, the Congolian rainforest, which stretches over much of West Equatorial Africa. Its dense tropical peatlands make it a carbon sink, one of the world's biggest. As such, it absorbs carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, which helps to curb global warming. In fact, the Congo Basin sucks about 4% of global CO2 emissions out of the atmosphere each year. In contrast, most other rainforests actually emit more carbon than they absorb. My work can be pretty disheartening most of the time, with so many ecosystems under threat and myriad species facing extinction. That's why on those rare occasions when some encouraging news comes in, we want to shout it from the rooftops, not only because it cheers us up, I might add, but because it often precipitates the release of additional funds that support the vital work of myself and my fellow conservationists. The rainforest is also a biodiversity hotspot, hosting numerous species of plants, over 1,000 species of birds, hundreds of species of fish and mammals, including okapi, forest elephants, chimpanzees, bonobos, and western lowland gorillas, the world's most threatened primate species. Unfortunately, the forest is under threat from a range of human activities, including deforestation, both of the commercial and illegal variety, and encroachment by palm oil plantations. The region's colossal store of fossil fuels also makes it enticing for energy businesses. Ironically, the forest is even threatened by the renewable energy sector, which relies on the mining of scarce minerals that are relatively abundant in the basin. Coming back to my work, one of Africa's most iconic mammals is the leopard, which once roamed over vast swathes of the continent, but has now been deprived of around a third of its former range. Leopards were long thought to have been wiped out entirely from most areas of the Congo Basin, including Kampoman National Park, owing to habitat fragmentation and destruction, loss of prey, and, above all, illegal poaching. Humans have been persecuting leopards throughout history, especially in retribution for real and perceived livestock loss, but also as a kind of trophy kill, a way for hunters to show off their prowess with a spear, bow and arrow, or shotgun. The upshot of all of this is that for over 20 years, not a single leopard was sighted here, so we'd all but lost hope of its survival. But then, a few years ago, an adult leopard was caught on camera for the first time. You see, we'd set up 19 camera traps across the park in an effort to track the movements of endangered forest elephants. Such traps are designed to be triggered by movement of larger creatures, and because the cameras are far more unobtrusive than human-operated cameras and can be deployed so widely and cheaply, they have become a vital source of conservation data in recent years. For example, a team of researchers recently used a similar network of traps to establish the existence of lowland gorillas in central mainland Equatorial Guinea. There was only a solitary leopard in the photo, but of course it's unlikely to be the only one within the national park, so we can now go about the daunting task of ascertaining their number and location. The presence of the leopard has helped us to access funds in order to expand our network of camera traps, so we're optimistic that it's only a matter of time before more are snapped. Leopards are apex predators, which means they sit at the top of the food chain and therefore have a disproportionate impact on the entire ecosystem. In consequence, any fluctuations in their population can have substantial knock-on effects on all the wildlife lower down the food chain. That's why it's so imperative to study leopards so as to better comprehend how to protect their habitat and plan strategies in partnership with local communities, who, of course, are directly impacted by our conservation efforts, and the Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife in Cameroon to help them to thrive.